I wish I would have done it sooner. I wish they would have, you know, said that, you know, I'm important enough. I wish I would have said, you know, 10 years ago that I was worth it.
Welcome to Dental Implant Talk, Stories of Real Patients. My name's Emily, and I'm a smile maker at Nuvia Dental Implant Center. Today, we're bringing you stories from real dental implant patients who have undergone their own smile transformations. So we discussed in a previous episode what made you pursue permanent teeth instead of temporary options. So with that in mind, knowing what you know now, would you have considered getting Nuvia's permanent teeth sooner than you did? And were there any factors that delayed your decision?
Man, I'm sitting here thinking, you guys, had I known this before, I think I would have been camped outside like a Black Friday sale, waiting for my tear for my new teeth. Yes, I definitely would have went through it. But I think just the fear of not knowing if I could afford it or if this was even an option for me, that's kind of what deterred me all these years. But I think it was just the right timing. So this was my season. And I'm excited.
I love that. I'm just over 2 years now with these amazing teeth. And I had to look up and do some investigating about dentures because I've never wanted dentures. So to see what else was out there in the implant world, because I always followed what my dentist and endodontist had told me to. And man, I tell you what, seeing that beautiful little thing that says 24 hours teeth fits, it's like, oh, yes, please. Because any day now, it would have been a broken tooth in the front. I had a wedding coming up. I had a graduation coming up. And they all look like me. No, mate.
I was ready. As soon as my husband got his done and he told me about Nuvia, well, he went first and he said, this place is amazing. I had not even heard of them. I didn't, like I said, I didn't even know that I would be a candidate for the denture or for the implants. I automatically assumed I was going to have to get dentures. I didn't know it was an option. He went and got his done. And then I was really good at covering. Like, he didn't know they were as bad as they were. And when I started showing him my teeth, he's like, oh my gosh, we got to go to Nuvia. And he actually made me call. I didn't want to. I was so nervous. The dentist scares me. He's like, just call him. And I'm like, hello. And then they got me right in. And in December, it'll be 3 years. Had I known that this was an option, I probably would have jumped on it sooner. I think everything worked out exactly the way it was meant to. It showed up when I was ready. And he had to go first because I was so scared about the dentist that I probably would have psyched myself out and self-sabotaged anything happening for myself because I believed it couldn't happen for me. And so when he went and then opened the doorway for me to go, it worked out perfectly. Had it happened 5 years ago, I probably wouldn't have been ready for it. It worked out just when it was supposed to. So I would say, yes, I would get them sooner, but I think it worked out exactly like it was supposed to for me.
My trauma happened in 1985. And if Nuvia would have been there in 1985, I would have had my teeth done then. And I would have not had 30 plus years of trauma and sitting in that dental chair, because I guarantee if you're thinking about getting these implants and contemplating it, it's not even a question. It's you have to do it. It's unbelievable. The trauma and the pain I've been through all my life, to have that all just go away within 24 hours is just unbelievable.
You know, obviously I wish that I would have done it a lot sooner, honestly. I didn't know how I could financially handle it in my younger years. I wasn't really set up financially. I wasn't willing to invest in myself, as I am now in my, you know, after I turned 40. I felt like, I don't know. I just wasn't ready. And then when I was ready, finding Nuvia, there was no question. After watching the videos and the smile transformations, it was an instant decision. Nuvia was 100%, you know, going to make the change for me. But I wish I would have done it sooner. I wish they would have, you know, said that, you know, I'm important enough. I wish I would have said, you know, 10 years ago that I was worth it, because now that I have the smile transformation done, I know now that I'm worth it. And it really is an important investment to make, but you have to be willing to make an investment in yourself. So
that's awesome, Sean.
I think for me, my dislike of dentists really through my adult life, because I didn't go to a dentist as a kid, but that had built up so that my dislike and distrust, it really wasn't an option. The only reason I went to a dentist is when the pain was so severe that I couldn't stand it. And that's really a poor way to get help, is when the pain keeps returning. It's simply another tooth, but it's the same old standard. And I think for me, and I'm just a couple years older than most of you folks, I would have loved to have had this in my 50s, or dare I say even 40s, because I got my new smile when I was 68. And so I look forward to the rest of my life having the ability to smile, not worry about the things that, frankly, I just quit worrying about out of disgust for decades. And so if Nuvia would have been around 30 years ago with this program and with this product, I just hope I would have had the courage to make that phone call, just like we all did, and get this, the sooner the better. I wouldn't change a thing.
Yeah, you know, I am right there. I think that knowing what I know now, I definitely would have ran to Nuvia. The thing that helped me back the longest was finding someone that was confident in helping me. I had gone to several, you know, dentists over the years, and many of them were confused about what to do to help. And I think it was the lack of confidence in their own abilities to help me that didn't help me feel confident in their ability to help me, right? So I was always like, you know, okay, they're saying possibly this or possibly that. And if they weren't 100% about it, I couldn't get 100% behind it for me. And so that was a big hesitation for me. And then when I did find Nuvia and seeing all of the videos and everything, I had the hesitation of, number one, I knew that if they were able to help everybody else, I knew that they could at least attempt a solution for me, right? So I crossed that bridge. But then I was kind of with Sharana on the, well, can I afford this, right? It looks too good to be true. And I don't necessarily know that, number one, I'm worth it, or will I even be able to afford it, right? But took the plunge and made the call and went to the consultation. And the rest is history, right? The confidence was there, and in their ability to assist. And then, of course, I had to choose me. It was time to choose me. So I think it happened the way it was supposed to happen, and in the time that it was supposed to happen. But had I know everything that I know now, I would have definitely sought out Nuvia. Right. I would have tried to figure out where is the nearest Nuvia sensor, because I need to go there immediately.
If you're a listener and wondering how these patients began their journey with Nuvia, it all started with our free 60-second quiz. So to find out if you may be eligible for permanent teeth in 24 hours, take our 60-second quiz in the description below.
Yeah, I agree with that part of it. Where, you know, knowing what I know now, would I have considered getting Nuvia dental implants sooner? You know what? Sooner, before Nuvia, I was freaking scared. I was afraid, and I ain't afraid of much. And I promise you, I was afraid. Afraid of the pain, the unknown. I was doing fine once, you know, I mean, I've had a pair of pliers and a freaking screwdriver in my mouth trying to take the teeth out. That's how bad it hurt. But to me, the dentist hurt even worse because I didn't want shots. I didn't want somebody prowling around in there, you know, and yanking stuff out because to me, that's just not natural. So would I have went to, you know, would I have considered getting dental implant center? I don't think so because of the fear. Because even with Nuvia, the only reason I went to Nuvia was I was in the office and I'd seen the Nuvia stuff and I was in another office fixing to sign the papers and they brought out that little mutilated denture with the holes drilled in it. And I was like, y'all just got too bad mouthing this place that I was asking y'all about, but y'all bring this out. And I was like, and y'all want me to be awake. And I promise you, I did not want to be awake. But they wanted me to be awake when they pulled out 20-something teeth out of my mouth. Most of them were broken and stuff, so I don't know if they really count. But no, I was afraid. I was afraid whenever I went in to Nuvia. I was afraid whenever I went to the other places. I was afraid 15 years ago whenever, you know, things started happening to my teeth and stuff. And because if I wasn't afraid, I probably wouldn't have needed to go to Nuvia anyway because I would have went to the dentist and I would have had what I had before they started going to crap repaired. But I didn't because of my fear. And now, you know, now it's like there's no need to fear. Because once I went in there, I realized that most of the fear was up here, you know. And so I think everything, like you said, has a time and a place. And maybe I wasn't ready for it. You know, maybe my maturity level, my life, the things I wanted, because I would like to say I couldn't afford it, but I sure didn't have a hard time going out and buying a $100 shirt to wear every weekend out to the honky tonk whenever I was younger, you know, or whatever else I wanted to do. So I think it's all what is a priority to you at certain times in your life. And at that time with the fear and it not really being a priority because I still had the front ones. So nobody really knew I didn't have it. Except me. And as everything else started going away, as most things happen with age, and it got to where I lost these, and again, I didn't want to smile at all. I knew something had to happen, but like you said, I think everything has a time and a place, and this was the time for me to do it. There was a reason. There was a reason I saw the commercial, and that happened at the time that it did. So it would be hard for me to trade anything for the way that it would be because if I'd have had it done a long time ago, I may not know you guys either. So, and I wouldn't trade that for anything.
Oh, love you, Ricky.
I don't know what to say on y'all, that.
Because honestly, y'all have made this experience a lot better. Because every day, I mean, now that we're past a year, every day, I'm not going to lie to you, I still have those cringing doubts of, am I going to, so I bit into this apple a minute ago. It's the first time I've bitten into an apple or anything like that, but I was a little bit nervous and I was going to, if I'm going to do it, I'm doing it with these people for the first time because I was scared whenever I did it and it didn't feel, it felt fine. So now I'm pretty pumped about that, but it's one of those things like y'all have given me a lot of courage. And y'all have helped me through a lot of this because I don't know if y'all realize that, like, you get these, and I talk to a lot of people, and I know a lot of people, and that's not neither good nor bad. Some days it has its positives, and some days it has its freaking negatives. But you get some of those people, they know that I got these, and they want to say crap. You know what I'm saying? Just anything to keep you down there. And So it's been nice that if I needed to shed a tear or whatever, that y'all were here to get me through it. So because some days I wait. I love hearing, she said 3 years a minute ago, and I was going, oh my gosh, that makes me feel so good. That's like a relief inside of my body when she said 3 years, or Duncan says 2 years and stuff, because every day I'm like running my tongue across these going, is there anything wrong with them? Have they broke? Did I do something? Yep. You know, I'm waiting for that next foot to hit.
Right.
And I don't want it to be, I don't want to feel that way. But you can't help, because you're so used to anything you do with your mouth, something else breaking, something else falling out, the pain, or it's just some, you know, just junk. Because I didn't do what I was supposed to do whenever I was a kid, because nobody taught me any different. And I'm just glad that that I chose Nuvia instead of somewhere else that I was at. And I'm glad that y'all have been part of this, because it's made the journey a lot better. So I appreciate it.
I love you, Ricky.
Knowing what I know now, specifically about Nuvia, would I consider getting dental implants sooner? Yes. That's it. No long, drawn-out response. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know. No explanation is needed. Yes. If I had known Nuvia was around the corner for me, and all I had to do was show up, yes, absolutely, I would have done it. I would go back and do it again. Matter of fact, take these out, polish them, and put them back in. Yes, I would absolutely have gotten my implants much sooner, probably years ago. You know, save a few headaches, a few sleepless nights.
And I finish up. If I recall, one of the things you did too was you quit smoking when you got your implants.
I did.
And imagine that several years ago.
Oh, my God.
Feeling back then.
Somebody should have told me sooner, you know, because otherwise I would have been done it, you know? I would have been got that out the way. Do you know how many sleepless nights I have had? Do you know how many times I have walked around in the middle of the night holding my tooth and trying cold towels and hot towels and popping every pain pill I could find, you know? I'm going to try to do the research to see what pain pill it is before I pop it, you know what I mean? Oh, my God, Castaway? I couldn't even watch that movie. That scene where he's in that cave, you know, with that toothache and all he has is that skate and a rock. Couldn't even watch it. And to this day, I still cringe. To this day, I still cringe looking at that movie.
And that's something we will never have to worry about anymore.
You are absolutely right about that, my friend. You are absolutely right. I wish someone would have told me sooner. If you'd have told me that a year ago that I could come into an office, have a consultation, make a decision, and within 24 hours the next day, have a brand new set of teeth, I would have done whatever needed to be done in order to make sure that I had it taken care of. Credit score, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I would have washed cars, I would have recycled cans, it would make no difference. Whatever I had to do to get it done, I would have gotten it done, because to me, my health is just that much more important. I feel a whole lot better now that I've been able to stop smoking. You have to be willing to make that investment in yourself. You have to be willing to do something good and something positive for yourself at no cost, at no worry about whatever it is that's going on. I'm a spiritual man. I prayed for these teeth. I prayed on many a sleepless night. And just walking around in circles in pain. Lord, do something. Take it away. Give me an answer. Show me a sign, you know? And, you know, I prayed, literally. I wanted mine for Christmas. And then I found Nuvia, you know?
I have this motto. It's like, well, you know, you have to work for it in order to appreciate it. You know, that's what I did. I really wanted it, something I really wanted, you know? And I would have never known how much this meant to me if I didn't have to earn it and work hard for it and make it happen for myself. But when you are determined to make something happen and you believe in yourself and you believe that you're worthy, then you'll find the value in making it happen. And that's what I did. I whatever way I could, I made it happen. And that's it's worth it.
I would have jumped all over this if I would have known about this sooner. This is such an amazing product. I mean, seriously, I mean, getting permanent teeth and then in 24 hours besides, I mean, who does that? Well, we all know who does that, right? So seriously, you know, the worst, you know, like Sean said, the worst thing that that can happen to you is knowledge at the very least. You know, take that. I got people coming up and asking me, I say, go to the website, check the website out. You know, I believe there's a quiz on there. Take, you know, do something, check it out. It's not going to hurt you to check it out and maybe even go for a consultation. It's free. This is one of the best things that happened. Yeah, exactly. And this is one of the best things that have happened to me. So, yeah, you gotta, at the very least, check it out.
You know, one thing that y'all have kind of touched upon that was very impressive to me and something I had not received anywhere else was comprehensive care. Mm-hmm. Comprehensive. Like, they did not ask me to go and seek out somebody else's, like, give me something. You need to go and take this to your doctor, or you need to go and, you know, find this. You need to go and do that before we can do anything. Like, they literally were like, what is it that we need? This is what we need. Give me the information. We will get that for you. Don't worry about it. We are going to take care of it. We will give you a call if we need something else from you. And that right there, just because actually picking up the phone to make the call was so difficult. Some people don't realize that, how difficult it is just to pick up the phone and seek out dental care, right? That itself is such a huge step. And once you've done that, just to pick up the phone and get somebody on the line for them to tell you, I need you to go here or I need you to go there, that means I have to pick up the phone again somewhere else and ask for something. And it would just seem like so many hurdles. I go here, then I get pinged there, then I got to talk to this person, then I got to talk to this person, then I got to explain this, and then I need release for that. When I got to Nuvia and they were like, just sign this right here and we will take care of everything else, it's like, yes. Yes. It was so good. It was so, and that it's the little thing. It's the itty bitty thing. So what everybody is saying about pick up the phone and make that phone call, one phone call. To one place, yeah. And they will get you where you need to go. So I love it. I love it so much.
The light shines, the aha moment.
Oh, the stars align. That's how you feel with Nuvia.
To hear more life-changing stories, be sure to subscribe to Dental Implant Talk, Stories of Real Patients, on your preferred podcasting platform. And to connect directly with these patients and other Nuvia patients, click join on Nuvia Smile Maker Club on Facebook, also in the description below.